Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:15-16. We are holy in that we are separated from sin and consecrated to God. Our manner of life is to be lived in consecration, our devotion to the will of God, and we are to seek to have the character of God. The God who calls us to holy living is a holy God. God is the absolute Holy One. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Luke 1:49. The beasts are pictured around the throne of God, and the song which they sing is, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Revelation 4:8. When Moses approached the burning bush, he was told, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Exodus 3:5. The epistle of Peter is addressed to the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:2. As those who are sanctified by the Spirit, we are to walk and conduct ourselves in holiness. Holiness of life must be pursued, for the devil would have us walk in sin. Satan desires that we stain our character with evil and unholiness. Because God is holy, we must seek to be holy. We must do constant battle with our enemy Satan in order to live in holiness. The world in which we dwell is an environment of evil and wickedness. There is constant temptation to go astray from our calling from God. The life which we live as those who are sanctified by God's Spirit is to be holy and justly and unblameably. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. We must have a conduct that is befitting of the God whom we serve. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. We, who are the elect of God, are to separate ourselves from the world and the evil that is present in the world. All that will destroy us spiritually is in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. As the church, we are not to be overcome by the sins of the world. We are invited into the family of God, striving to be as God. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.